Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Ligli Nishmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel Bemeir Chil Mechel Areini Kaparis Mishkabo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Learning in the Shulis Week, graciously sponsored by the Wengers. Ligli Nishmas Leia Baser Bichil Alter, and we find ourselves in the context of studying Sefer Yecheskel and Perek Lamed Ches, and of course Yecheskel is going to deal with the great battle of Gog and Magog. This famous Haftorah serves as the basis for a good chunk of the Haftorah of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And the reason for that, according to Rashi, is that the Battle of Gog and Magog parallels the Haftorah that's read on the first day of Sukkos, which comes from Zechariah. And in Rashi's view, it was chosen because of the prediction that the nations would survive. They would come lachoges chagas sukos, and so therefore we put the two pieces together. But Nemuke Yosef in Megillah quotes from Rav Hai Gaon that the Battle of Gog u'Magog will take place during the month of Tishrei, which is when Sukkos occurs. Of course, that doesn't have anything to do with the Battle of Gog u'Magog and Sukkos, and so Rosh Hashem Rafal Hirsch discusses this idea in his commentary on Chumash in Sefer Bamidbar, and he notes that in the name Gog, one sees the word Gag, and of course that is a strong contrast to Sukkah, where the Schach specifically is a very weak Gag, and just the people have powers to make themselves safe and secure against their earthly contemporaries by Defanos, but strongly built walls, so too they think they have the power to make themselves safe against that which comes against Hashem, and they think they can find security and protection of their own might. But the truth of the matter is that it's not the case. The Battle of Gog and Magog is the battle, according to Rav Hirsch, of Gog against Sukkah, the fight of the roof illusion of human greatness against the sukkah, which is the cheerful confidence and serenity which comes by placing one's trust in Hashem's protection. And so, if that's the case, we will be able to appreciate the nevuah as it comes in. Vayidvar Hashem elai lemor, so Hashem spoke to Yecheskel, and he said, Ben Adam simponecha el Gog eretz hamagog nesirosh meshach v'suval. I want you to go ahead and turn towards Gog in the land of Magog, who is a prince, a leader of Meshach and Tuval. And so Gog is a personality who lives at a far off time, which is Achris Hashanim, which is at the end of the time. Be Nave Alav and offer testimony. The Amarta Ko Amar Hashem Elokim. Hineni Elacha Gog Nesi Yisrael Moshe Rosh Mesech Betuval. Hashem says, I'm turning to you as a leader, Gog, and with Tuval. And I'm there, I'm turning to you, I turn my attention towards you, says the Mitzudah Tzion. B'shovavticha, b'nasati chachim b'lechayecha, b'otzisi oscha b'eskoch elecha, susim b'prashim l'bushay mechlol, kulam kal rav tzino, magin tosei charavos, kulam paras, kush u'pfut itam, kulam magin v'kova, I'm gonna put hooks on your cheeks. I'm gonna lead you out with all your army, your horses, your riders. Everyone's wearing their armaments, and all the other nations, the Persians and the people from Cush and Put, they're all coming out. Gomer v'chol agafel beis togarma yarkasei tzafon v'eskol agapav amim rabim itach. I want you to prepare and make yourselves ready, you and everyone around you, and be a guardian for them. I want you to understand, prepare yourself, make others ready to go with you on the purpose set before. And what is that? Miyamim rabim tipakid b'acharis hasharim tavo al eretz mishoveves mecherev mekabetzes miyamim rabim al harei Yisrael asher ayu lecharbat hamid v'miyamim hutza v'yashu levetach chulam. From ancient times, you're going to be recalled. You're going to come to a land restored from the sword, from the hills which were laid desolate, and you're going to come over and you're going to see that the wars of Mashiach ben Yosef, that's going to happen to be a correction of all the things that happen during this period of all the long periods of Golos, right? Ba'alisa kashoa tavo kanan l'chasos haaretz tia ata b'chol agapecha v'amim rabim osach. You're going to advance like a storm. You're going to try to come along and you're going to try to say that you're ready to go ahead and prepare. and you're going to try to take everything over, over these new blossoming hills. And the fact is, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Vayabayom Ahu Yalu Dvar Malo Bavecha Bechashavta Machsheves Ra. On those days, you're going to have some thoughts, and you're going to say to yourself, I'm going to Beamarta El Eretz Paraza Sabo Ashoktim Yoshi Labeta Chulam Yoshim Bein Chomo Vriachu Dolasai Main Lohem. I'm going to come in confidently because those people are going to be living with no bars on gates. Lishlo Shalov Lavoz Bazul Ashiv Yadcha Al Charavos Anoshavos Velamu Usaf Migoyim Ose Mikne Bekinyan Yoshi Al Tabura Eretz. You're going to turn around and you're going to go to a nation to seize plunder and booty, to turn your hand against repopulated waste, against a people gathered from the nations who are acquiring livestock. All these other nations were going to say, did you come to see spoils? Didn't you go ahead to make off with all the livestock and all the other stuff over here? So, Lochini Navi Ben Adami Amarta Lego Koamar Shemelokim, Halo Bayom Aubi Shebes Ami Israel of Etach Teda, Vasamim Kamchami Ark, Zaitzaf, Unata Amim Rabim Itach, Rochvish Susum Kulam Kal Gadov, Achayel Rav. Tell him, Yecheskel says, tell Gog that you know what's going to happen. You're going to come from a certain place with all these great nations. Vialisa Alami Israel Kanan Lachasos Arts Beachris Ayamim. And you're going to advance against my people like a cloud covering the earth. At the end of the days, Be'acharis Hayamim, well, you know what's going to happen? Tiev Aviyosicha Al-Artzi L'mandas Agoyimosi B'kadshi B'chalei Neam Gog. I'm going to sanctify through you before their eyes. I'm going to go ahead and through this situation that's going to befall your armies, Hashem is going to show His greatness. And Koamar Hashem Elokim Hatohu Asher Dibarti Biyamim Hakodmim Biyar Abadai Nebiyei Yisrael Nibayim Biyom Ahim Shanim Lahavios Chalayim. So Hashem says, are you the one about whom I spoke about in the olden days, who said in those days that I'm going to bring you against them? Right? Who are the question is basically a rhetorical one. We don't seem to know who Gog is. The identity of Gog is a mystery until the time when he actually comes. But you should just know on that particular day when he finally does come, right? In other words, it could be on that day, it can be a period longer than a day, or it could be the rush that's going to happen can occur not on a particular day, but what's going to happen is when they come into the land, I'm going to get pretty angry, says Hashem. I'm going to bring a great earthquake on the land of Israel. And there's going to be a major quake. The birds are going to run away from the quake. The fish are going to see are going to go away. All the creeping things are moving about. Mountains are going to be overthrown. I'm going to summon the sword against all these people. Everyone will be going ahead to kill each other. And it's going to experience Gog in one huge, gigantic effort where everything is going to fall. Right? I'm going to destroy you all at once, and you're going to know instead of all this, you're going to see that my great name is going to become known on that great moment in time. Rav Chaim Kanievsky used to say that when we say on Sukkot Hoshana Shalosh Shaos, he says it could really be as short. This whole battle of Gog and Magog could be as short as 3 hours. Shalosh Shaos, and it gave rise to certain people understanding that this could be the power of a nuclear Armageddon, and yet at the same time we'll see who will survive. And Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach will know in that particular day V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol oretz, v'yomahu yeh Hashem echad, yishmo echad. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.